This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We're all getting hoarse. You can tell it's the end of the week. Oh, my gosh. Welcome back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We really, really do appreciate it. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. And Jason is working the dials today. Jason can't wait to go home. We get to leave soon. But, I want to talk to you guys about telemedicine. A lot of, people kind of asking about telemedicine. And, some of you guys have loved it. Some of you are very, very frustrated. And so the rumor that's been circulating is telemedine, maybe a waste of time, people are thinking, because you call up and you get sent to an urgent care. Anyway, so what's the point of calling if I'm going to be sent to an urgent care? So I think we need to do some education on what exactly you guys should be using telemedicine for and what you shouldn't be using it for, okay? Because, wow, I think a lot of people just kind of don't have their lines on this one, right? So these companies may differ in some of the services they offer, but there are some general guidelines that we all follow. And I've been taking care of patients on telemedicine platforms because, you know, I do the radio. I've been answering your medical questions online and on the phone. Very easy for me to do telemedicine. But there's a lot of advantages. There's a lot of disadvantages. So the advantage is you're in a city where urgent cares are closed, and there's a lot of cities in America where their urgent cares are only open during regular office hours. Or you can't get a hold of your doctor on call. See, when I was in practice and when I was in training, all doctors had to have an on-call number where you could have access over the weekend. I started to realize that people were skipping out on their appointments and calling me for free on the weekend and interrupting me at my kid's birthday party. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to change this around. Well, a lot of other doctors did too. And they're like, no, you're not going to, you know, no show on your appointment during the week. Then ask me to do something over the phone for free when I can't examine you, and then I'm liable if something happens. So a lot of doctors aren't doing that. So now you have telemedicine where if you want to talk to a doctor, and for a lot of you guys it's either free or it's $20 or $40, you get to actually talk to a doctor, you get to see a doctor, and it's phenomenal access, fantastic access. And there's a lot of people out there that are going, well, you know what, I don't know if I have to go to an ER or an urgent care. So unfortunately they go to an urgent care. Urgent care is like, no. Okay, you broke something. You need to have this casted. We can't do that here. You need to go. Or actually, we don't have any pediatric specialists here. You're going to have to go to an ER. And so a lot of people pay twice. So being able to talk to a doctor on these platforms, a nurse practitioner or whatever, and they're like, you know what? I think for something like that, if you're having abdominal pain and you're worried about appendicitis, you're going to need a CAT scan. Don't go to an urgent care. Go to an ER. You know, or for something like that, yeah, if you think you have a corneal abrasion, you want to go to a place with a slit lamp. Call your urgent care. If they don't have a slit lamp or if they don't have a way to, you know, evaluate you, then you'll go to the ER. So you get good advice. Unfortunately, some people get very, very frustrated. So they'll go to the teledoc company. It'll say, oh, yeah, we'll refill prescriptions. So they call up going, okay, I need my blood pressure medicine. I need my diabetes medicine. And I need my cholesterol medication. And we're like, whoa, hold the phone. When was your last blood test? When was your last evaluation? Oh, I'm in between insurances. We can't do that on telemedicine. I mean, some doctors will give you an emergency refill or some pills to tie you over. But if I can't check your cholesterol and I can't check your sugar and I can't check your blood pressure, I can't, you know, I'm not assessing your medical condition, okay? Teledoctors are not pen dispensers of medicine. Some people will have a cut. They'll call about a cut. Now, it's okay that they call about a cut. Because what they're asking is, do I really need to get this sewn up? Again, it's hard for me to tell the depth. You could kind of tell on the video, but if I see that there's depth and I think it needs to be sewn up, I'll tell them you got to go and get sewn up. So when you start getting the advice, okay, yeah, you know, you need to get the pressures checked in your eyes, you need to get your blood pressure checked, you need to get this sewn up, yeah, there's that. That's where the rumor circulates going, well, we keep getting sent to an urgent care or ER. But that's still valuable advice. You're getting a doctor's advice. Lawyers out there charge $500 to $800 an hour. You're paying $25, $40 to get a consult with the doctor. Pretty cool. But also realize that there's only so much we could do. So a big, big thing that people are kind of concerned about is they'll see online that they could get their ear infection treated online. Well, on a phone consult, in a way, yeah, it could be a presumed ear infection, but a lot of times your ear pain could be wax. It could be eustachian tube dysfunction, where you got pressure between the nose, the eustachian tube between the nose and the ear. So a lot of ear infections I can't treat online if I can't look at your ear, and I'm not going to. You know, I mean, you know, if you think you have an ear infection, somebody needs to look at the ear. The problem is what happens if you don't have access to a doctor, you know? Pediatric ear infections, most telemedicine companies, we are not allowed to treat that, even if it sounds like it. Because, again, somebody has to look at the ear. So UTIs, people are like, well, I need my UTI treated. Well, how do we know it's a UTI? Well, I have burning when I pee. Well, if you're young and you had unprotected sex, an STD could present that way. And you have some older women where they seem to get a UTI every month or every 2 months, and it's not a UTI. Their urines keep coming out clear in the doctor's office, and they have something called interstitial cystitis. So if you're going to call in for a bladder infection, most of the time you still need to do a urine sample. Now, I'm not saying to not call telemedicine for certain conditions, because, again, many times you do need that reassurance. But don't be getting mad at your teledoctor, right, or nurse practitioner, because they won't give you an antibiotic blindly. Antibiotics are not going to be that easy to get because we're supposed to be stewards of antibiotic stewardship. We're supposed to not overprescribe. So if you have a cough, sneezing, you sound like you have a cold, you're not going to get an antibiotic. So what should you call telemedicine for? Well, you call telemedicine for advice. And you call to see if it's something that can be treated. And a lot of times things can be treated over the phone. Or, like, a Band-Aid could be started until you could get in with the doctor the next day or go to the urgent care or et cetera. So, but just realize that, you know, the idea of us managing diabetes over the phone, that may be the future of medicine. I don't know if we're there yet. You know, what's going to eventually happen with telemedicine is you're going to have things at your house where we will be able to check your blood pressure and know it's our cuff. Because a lot of people have crappy cuffs at home. Just because you say, oh, my blood pressure is 120 over 80, I can't believe that. But, you know, you'll have things at home where you can check your sugar, check your pulse ox, convey that to the doctor, and then even stethoscopes, things like that. There's already these things out there. So check it out if you need to. But if you have a doctor and access to a doctor, use the doctor or the nurse practitioner or PA. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dali 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And thanks to Jason for working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Jesse says, I am a proponent for Senator Sanders' College for All Act. What is your problem with it? Hi. All right. Well, I'm glad you're a proponent. I'm not sure if a proponent means you are a big fan of it. I don't know if a proponent means you just like it or you are, you know, just in support of Bernie Sanders. I would be very, very careful saying you're a proponent of it, though. I really would, because I'm looking at the breakdown and it just doesn't make a lot of sense. But I'll tell you why I have the issue with it. Okay, it's just simple. I think we need money elsewhere. So let me kind of break down what this comes from. I believe this comes from Bernie Sanders' site. Okay. It's his College for All Act. I don't know if you guys have read this. Really quick. I'll go through it really quickly. But Bernie Sanders wants to eliminate undergraduate tuition at four-year public colleges and universities. And whether Bernie Sanders wins or not, he brings up these ideas that some of the other Democrats are like, oh, yeah, let's make that happen. Right? Free college will get a whole bunch of young people and parents to vote for us. Oh, it's a brilliant election strategy, promising free college. It's a ridiculous economic strategy. But, I mean, again, if the whole point of getting elected is to just get in there, why not promise everything? So eliminate undergraduate tuition at four-year public colleges and universities is the plan. This legislation would provide $47 billion per year to states to eliminate undergraduate tuition fees at public colleges and universities. Now, total tuition, he says, is about $70 billion a year. So under the College for All Act, the federal government will cover two-thirds of the cost. The states will be responsible for the remaining 33% of the cost. Now, some states will be like, whoa, I'm doing what? I'm paying for what? I mean, in my state, we're not paying enough to kindergarten, public school, middle school, high school teachers as it is. You're going to now tell the state to start giving money to the universities? To qualify for federal funding, states must meet a number of requirements designed to protect students, ensure quality, and reduce ballooning costs. States will need to maintain spending on their higher education systems, on academic instruction, and on need-based financial aid. How much is it going to cost for states to hire extra people to do all that? In addition, colleges and universities must reduce their reliance on low-paid adjunct faculty. I don't understand that. States, oh, I see, where rather than using adjuncts, so in a university, what you get to do is rather than paying for a full-time professor, by the way, professors don't make that much. If you have an adjunct, somebody that you kind of pay per diem to just come in to lecture, you save a lot of money. I don't understand why they want them to reduce that. States must be able to use funding to increase academic opportunities for students, hire new faculty, and provide professional development opportunities for professors. No funding under this program may be used to fund administrator salaries, merit-based financial aid, or the construction of non-academic buildings like stadiums or student centers. So, you know, if you got a good college football team, can't be used that money for that. They're going to restore the student loans. The College for All Act would lower student loan interest rates by restoring the formula that was in effect back in 2016. Student loan interest rates would be cut almost in half for undergrad students, dropping from 4.32% to 2.32%. In addition, the legislation would ensure rates never rise above 8.2%. College for All Act would also enable borrowers to refinance their loans. There's work study reforms. The federal work study program receives less than $1 billion per year and serves 700,000 students. Legislation would expand the number of students at colleges that can offer part-time employment and participate in the federal work study. Well, if college is free, then why do they need to? Unless what they're trying to do is support their families and work at college. But most of the work study programs is to help you pay for college. And then they're going to simplify the student aid application process. They would pilot a program to eliminate the requirement that students reapply for financial aid each year. Well, if college is free for all, what are they needing the financial aid for? Unless it doesn't cover labs and books. And then they would impose a Robin Hood tax. That's what they call it. This is going to be fully paid by imposing a Robin Hood tax on Wall Street. The federal part, not the state part. The federal part. The legislation is offset by imposing a Wall Street speculation fee on investment houses, hedge funds, and other speculators of 0.5% on stock trades, which is 50 cents for every $100 worth of stock, a 0.1% fee on bonds, and a 0.005% fee on derivatives. It's been estimated that this provision could raise hundreds of billions a year. I think they're being overly optimistic by that, which could be used not only to make tuition free at public colleges and universities in this country, it could also be used to create millions of jobs and rebuild the middle class of this country. Okay, very beautifully said. I mean, Bernie Sanders knows exactly what to say to make people go, you know what, this is going to, you know, help us. Let's just go after Wall Street. I would love to have somebody actually, you know, look and see if this is something that is not only viable, but logical. Okay, you're going to rebuild the middle class of this country. How many of you have a high school diploma? And what kind of a job are you able to get, right, if you just have a high school diploma? Not the fanciest job. Because everybody has a high school diploma. I mean, man, you know, in the older days, if you had a high school diploma, it's like, ooh, okay, well. And then if you had a college degree, whoa. If you had a college degree, wow, you stood out in the olden days. Then more people realized, wait a second, I got to make this work. I'll borrow money. I'll try to get some scholarships. Universities are like, you know what, we want to attract those people. We'll have them people come here, and then hopefully they'll donate money to us, and, you know. So more people started to go to college. More people started to go to college. You have a college degree, got you a job. But then a lot of people had bachelors. You know, my bachelor's was in biology. If I didn't make it into medical school, what could I have done with a bachelor's in biology? Nothing, really. Most teaching jobs, you have to have a master's. My bachelor's in biology really wouldn't have done much. Which is kind of scary, because if I didn't, a lot of people don't get into medical school. They don't get into medical school and they have a degree in a science. You have to, then your only choice is just keep going and get a master's or try to get a PhD. And for me, I was working at Jack in the Box and I was working multiple part-time jobs, trying to tutor, had a car with no air conditioning, used car, lived in some crappy neighborhoods. I don't think I could have afforded to go to master's, to go for a master's. So now you're giving everybody the opportunity for a college degree. That's wonderful in terms of let's help everybody, but it's like giving everybody a high school diploma. Now, how do you stand out? So one of the reasons why we're having this college crisis is students are getting a bachelor's, and it's not really, they're working in jobs where it didn't even matter whether they had the bachelor's or not. So you either have to go for broke or don't go at all. So now you have a lot of people going, well, I got to get a master's, I got to get a PhD, there's not enough openings, there's not enough time, they have to support their families. But I can't tell you how many people have degrees in something, and not to mention online degrees. There's a lot of online degrees. So, what gets you that job? Now, I get it. If you can't get a job at all without a degree, you're in trouble. But what you just did was just reset the bar, and so now we're going to have new problems. Now, making headlines is a federal watchdog agency says thousands of student loan borrowers may be getting their monthly payments lowered because they're lying about income and family size. The Government Accountability Office issued a report Thursday finding potential fraud. No shock there. In the Education Department's income-driven repayment program. It adjusts borrowers' federal loan payments based on income and family size. And they found 95,000 cases in which borrowers were approved as having no income, even though they actually did have income. The report also found 40,900 approved plans in which borrowers said they had family sizes of 9 or more. Two borrowers said they had 93 people in their family. 93. When did you have time to give birth? The agency says the Education Department should do more to verify income and family size. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says the department will review the program. So, I mean, we're giving money out. We're going to now have states have to cover. I mean, I'm sorry. If somebody said Nevada's got to give a bunch of money to the university, I'd say, no. Can you do it to the public schools first? They need money. They're in trouble. What about the hospitals? What about a blind children's center and autism centers? Look, I love college students. I do. I think giving everybody college education is fine, but you're going to, you know, tax this country a lot. You know, there are other things we need the money for. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
Call
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rift? What rift? That's according to Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi downplaying a meeting she had with New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
So in our caucus, we have our differences. Respect that instead of making a big issue of it. Respect that. Those are our differences, and how we express ourselves as representatives of our districts is our responsibility.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross tells Fox Business that he's not worried about a recession anytime soon.
Well, the enemy keeps postponing when the recession's going to come. They're dying to have a recession. They can't bear going into next year's election with the economy the way that it is.
Ross was responding to a research report by Zillow, which cites a panel of experts who say the next recession is likely to come in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what's the outbreak of the week? Is it measles? Is it mumps? Is it hepatitis A? Is it E. coli? No, it's salmonella. News today is we have hundreds of salmonella cases reported across 48 states. I don't know if this is the same salmonella outbreak we've been heard back and forth, if it's a brand new one. But two people have died with this one. And more than 100 have been hospitalized in this salmonella outbreak. You know, there was all this news on measles. I don't think anybody has died from the measles outbreak yet. Hopefully not. But here we have salmonella killing people. It makes news today. Today it makes news. City seizures, more than 700 cases have been reported across 48 states. Why? Backyard poultry. The animals have been coming from multiple hatcheries, like little baby chickies, and they are believed to be the source of these outbreaks. The CDC has reminded people that no matter where your poultry has been purchased, they can still carry salmonella. And those little chickadees and little duckies in their backyard need to take special care. Physician assistant Jessica Batchelder told 22 News, hand washing is the number one way to prevent any illness that can be passed. So 100%, if you have animals outside chickens or anything else, just make sure you wash your hands. Keep your shoes outside of the house. That's a good idea. Just make sure everything is clean when walking into your house. Poultry can carry salmonella. And many times these duckies and chickens and all that. I can't say little ducks and little duckies. Little ducky, duckity, quack. Many times they don't look sick. They carry the disease, but they don't look sick. So, I understand. You know, as a parent, right? Right? Kids, you want your kids to kind of be one with nature. Like, I mean, we've been big on pets in my family. We just love pets. And, you know, they're our children. In fact, I think we have too many. You know, we got Uzi, right? Means no Uzis for the rest of your days. So I'm singing Lion King to her, right? You know, our Uzi free philosophy, Hakuna Mauzi. And she's like, what? So it's fun. I get to, like, you know, sing songs. Then we got, you know, the kitty cats. We got Shaky Boo. We got Zazie. We got Snowball. We got Snappy. I call her Little Snappy. And then we got Spider. So we got a lot of animals, and I love them to death. But I worry. Are they going to, you know, I mean, they're up to date on the rabies shots and things like that, but I worry. You know, they go outside, and are they going to bring stuff back? You know, Shaky Boo loves to pee on my bed. Every night he's been peeing on my bed now. He doesn't pee on Corey's side. He pees on my side of the bed. I don't know why cats do that. Everybody said, well, it's territory. I mean, he's been my cat for 13 years. Okay, he knows I'm his. All right? He knows I love him. He gets fed really well. He gets his tuna fish. I just don't understand why he has to go pee-pee bed. And he goes through all layers. I don't understand that. Just spray it horizontally and superficially so I just have to put one of the blankets in the wash. I don't get it. But animals, I mean, they are dirty. And, they, you know, just because it doesn't make them sick doesn't mean it won't make you sick. So, you know, a lot of people, they're anti-zoo. There's a lot of controversy over zoos. You know, why are we locking up animals? Why are we cagaging them, not letting them be their natural habitat? But then, you know, people are like, well, yeah, but I want to buy ducks and chicken for the kids. Well, what are you doing that for? Because you want them to, you know, love animals, have a love for animals, appreciate animals, take care of them. You know, so I'm kind of torn. On one end, I think that's what zoos do. You know, you get to see an elephant, you get to help feed a giraffe, you get to, you know, you really gain a love for animals. Then when somebody wants to save the animals, you want to do it. Then on the other end, you know, we're containing them. I think aquariums are gorgeous. I love taking my kids to aquariums. We go every year to at least one. We love looking at the fish and teaching the kids about the fish and, you know, embracing, you know, that whole world of fish. But, you know, are the fish happy? I don't know. Then again, are the fish going to get eaten by bigger fish? Are you saving the fish? You know? So, I don't know. So, yeah, all right, be careful with animals. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. My kids had a pet scorpion once. Oh, don't ask. I think they got it from school. They got the scorpion from school. And they asked, and Dad's like, sure. And I'm like, hell no! Mom, why can't you be cool like Dad? Oh, okay, that's all you have to say. I'm like, all right, well, we'll keep a scorpion. Oh, I got rid of that sucker so fast. Scary. Okay, what's going on with the Congo? What is going on with Ebola? Well, we're being told, which is a big problem, that too many in the outbreak are dying at their own homes among family members, possible exposing others. 2-month-old Leia Kathembo lost her mom. By sunset, her father was dead too. So we have a little 2-month-old orphan They had been sick for more than a week before health workers finally persuaded them to seek treatment. They believe their illness was the work of people jealous about their newborn daughter. That was according to a community organizer. So they sought the guidance of a traditional spiritual healer. And again, you have a newborn. I mean, 2-month-old, I get, you know. Are you going to want to leave and go to a facility where other people are sick? Who takes care of the baby? And so, convincing them to leave and get treatment was very easy. Unfortunately, they're dead. And then you wonder, what about their daughter? Is she exposed? She is. The Ebola outbreak right now is in Beni, which is a city of about 600,000. A lot of the sick people now they don't want to go to these facilities. Especially remember, these facilities were being shot at and set on fire and attacked. So in doing so, they're unfortunately infecting their caregivers. So according to Mathayo Kanyama, head of health promotion at the Ebola Center in Beni, says people are waiting until the last minute to bring their family members, and when they do, it's complicated for us. They have doctors, but they're not magicians. So nearly 1 year into the outbreak, there are already over 1,700 deaths. Finally, it's been declared a global health emergency. And during a 2-week period in July, 30 people died at home. So what health teams are now having to do is go to the houses, go door to door with megaphones, trying to get the message out. They say behind every person who has died, there is someone developing a fever. So, you want to catch somebody before they get sick, in a way, get them vaccinated. Or if at the start of sick, get them away from others and then quarantine the others and get them tested. But when somebody dies at home, that's how this other outbreak in 2014 to 2016 got so bad. People were taking care of their family members like you would. And it spread like wildfire. So this headline you guys are going to see over the next few days, people dying at home of Ebola, is bad, 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 bad news. And many people still don't believe Ebola is real. You know, they hear about it, and remember, they don't, many people in these communities are not on Facebook. They're not on social media, so they're not seeing pictures of the loved ones, so they're not getting that scare. Also, some of them think there's conspiracies. So, you have a lot of misconceptions and myths that are being combated. And like this couple, they went to a spiritual healer. They say Ebola symptoms are also similar to malaria and typhoid, so those afraid of going to treatment center often try to self-medicate with Tylenol to reduce the fever, or paracetamol. Unfortunately, if you have Ebola, you can't be just taking a Tylenol. So Dr. Maurice Kakuli was one of the outbreak's first Ebola patients after he treated a sick woman at his clinic. He's now trying to make it easier for those who are ill to get help. He and other survivors are now immune. They run a motorcycle taxi ambulance. After receiving a phone call for help, they go to homes, reassure the sick, take them for medical care without infecting others. So, they need help over there. They need money. I'm not exactly sure what they could do when we're looking at this, but it's something that we need to watch. And don't be, naive. This could very easily come to our borders. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. They say vaping has been linked to 8 teens treated for breathing issues and chest pain, according to one hospital. There's a hospital in Wisconsin, and it has alerted the state's health department after recording 8 cases of teens who were hospitalized with, quote, seriously damaged lungs, and had all reported vaping in the weeks and months prior to needing treatment. The Children's Hospital of Wisconsin said in a news release that the teens had all been hospitalized in the month of July, some even requiring breathing assistance. Now, the hospital said while the exact cause is unknown, the number of patients in such a short time frame is concerning. The state health department is currently investigating. The hospital said with the increase in use of e-cigs and vaping, parents and teens need to be aware of the potential danger. E-cig cartridges can contain toxic chemicals that have been shown to damage lungs. Because these products are so new, the long-term effects of use are not fully understood. So basically what they're saying is just because there's a study, there's no studies out there, saying that this happens doesn't mean it doesn't happen. They haven't been out long enough, and we don't have a lot of people putting money into studying vaping and e-cigs. You know, that's kind of where the balance is tipped. If a drug company wants to sell a drug, and they want to show that using something, like let's say fish oil. There was a drug company that wanted to sell fish oil. I think it was Lavazza. But they needed to show that Lavazza worked. And fish oil works. So they had to show in a study how it would work. So showing benefits, if there's a financial gain because they can make a drug, which is, they're totally allowed to do that. Now, I'm not going to spend millions and millions and billions of dollars into something that, you know, and not that I have that, you know, if it's not going to work. So they study it. And so you have a lot of studies going, what works? The studies of what doesn't work, that's not pharmaceutical driven. Hopefully it's university driven, but you need money. You need grants. Now, the federal government does provide grants for studies, but there's limited amounts of money. So who out there will benefit from a study on vaping? Well, Juul would. The vaping companies would. The problem is nobody's going to really believe them. If Juul came out with a study, say, look, it's safe. Maybe they have. Would anybody believe it? They say, wait a second. Well, of course, because you're trying to sell the product. We need somebody who's going to study the lungs, look at the histology, and go, guys, this is what it's doing to rat lung tissue. This is what it's doing to, you know, dogs, cats, monkeys, pigs. So we think this is what's happening to your 14-year-old child. Who's going to spend that kind of money? Well, so the studies don't get done. So it takes a hospital going, hey, guys, this is what we're seeing here. So it takes doctors doing case studies to get the news out. Now, they could be wrong. Maybe a bunch of these people were dropping acid or something else. I don't know. Maybe they had weak immune systems, but I believe them. Because on telemedicine, when I'm seeing patients that have these really exaggerated lung infections, I'm like, do you vape? Like, yeah. I'm like, something's making you more vulnerable. It shouldn't be taking you down like this. I've had to send people to the hospital. So I've noticed something. So I agree with them. How do I, you know, do I put that in writing? I may have to. Will anybody listen? I don't know. So the hospital said the teens were suffering from shortness of breath, fatigue, chest pain, cough, and weight loss. They didn't prove a treatment, but they still don't know if they have, you know, irreversible damage. The news release said, is it believed prolonged or continued exposure to these chemicals could lead to more serious health issues like chronic pulmonary disease? So chronic pulmonary disease is kind of a very broad disease. There's chronic obstructive pulmonary disease where you have an obstructive pattern where you can kind of get air in, but you can't get air out. We see that a lot with smokers. It's kind of like a balloon that you blew up and let the air out and blew up and let the air out, and it's a balloon that's just kind of boggy. So they don't know if the vaping will decrease the elasticity just like tobacco does. If you have COPD, you have a hell of a time with breathing issues. It's not an easy way to die later. And so if your 12-year-old is vaping, that should scare the hell out of you if you think there's a potential that they could get COPD. But again, we don't have a study. Nobody's spending money studying this. And how can you? If 12 and 14 and 16-year-olds are vaping and nothing seems to happen to their lungs, right, because they're young, how, you know, we don't have 30, 40 years to wait to see if they get COPD as middle age. The FDA says 3.62 million middle and high school students reported using e-cigs in 2018, a noted 78% increase among high school students from 2017 and 48% among middle schoolers. Dr. Michael Gutzit, the hospital's chief medical officer, said there isn't a lot of information available on the long-term and short-term effects of vaping they have on teens, and they do know that vaping is dangerous. And see, that's why, so a lot of people are like, whoa, hold the phone. You know, and doctors. Okay, doctors, they have their, they're in a bind here, okay? Doctors have gotten sued for not giving you alternatives to smoking. And if you turned around and got, you know, lung cancer. I've heard of cases where doctors got sued. Some of them successful. So doctors are now urged by their medical societies and all that to bring up smoking cessation options and smoking cessation medications, etc. All right, fine. I'm very reluctant on telling people to go vape. If they do, I tell them to be very short-term with it. But you have people that are vaping and using it and have been on it now for a year, 2 years. But I wonder if what's going to later happen is the next set of lawsuits is going to be if vaping ends up being bad, any doctor that told you to vape is in trouble. Now, nobody's going back and suing every single doctor, but the average doctor said, you know, avoid smoking. Are you documenting as a medical professional that you told them to avoid vaping? No. In fact, some of you guys in your medical notes have suggested vaping. I wouldn't do that. I would not, in a medical note, suggest vaping. So I think there's going to be a lot of liability later. Now, the hospital isn't the only medical center to express concern with vaping in teens. Primary Children's Hospital in Salt Lake City recently published a case in New England Journal of Medicine where a teen's vape pen exploded in his face. Remember, it broke his jaw? He had a very small lower jaw and lip, small burn on his lip, and a huge cut in his mouth. A 2-centimeter piece of his jaw was just blown to pieces. That's according to Dr. Kate Russell, a pediatric surgeon who treated the teen. Russell said she submitted the case to the journal because they had never seen injuries as severe as the teens had with this vape pen. These vape pens are blowing up and causing serious injury. They can explode in your pocket, explode, you know. One guy just suffered from severe burns because his vape pen just combusted in his pants leg. So, listen, I know a lot of you guys need help. You know, you did tours in Vietnam, Korea, you smoke, you grew up with smoking. That's just kind of what happened. You're not a bad person. You just, you know, that's just kind of what they did. Just like with me, we had McDonald's. There's certain cultures. That's kind of what we did during the time. I'm not saying McDonald's, you know, was bad for you, but you know what I'm saying. And so you are addicted to nicotine and you want to get off nicotine. My suggestion to you is if you are going to quit smoking, you literally, you come up with a quit date, right? And you have a regimen planned out by a doctor who helps you wean down. Like the Chantix medication that's out there. I think Chantix works really well. It's worked for my patients, but the thing is you better quit by day 7. You could start the medicine, and then by day 7, you better quit. And what the medicine does is it pretends to be, it's kind of like a nicotine agonist, it's like a decoy. So while if you think you're going to Jones because you can't have a cigarette day 8, the medicine is there kind of, you know, handling the cravings. It's not going to be 100% where you feel perfect. That's supposed to help you with the cravings. 1-877 Dr. Valley, don't go away.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.